A prominent Washington lobbyist was indicted on federal fraud charges yesterday. Scandal had already wrecked Jack Abramoff's empire of lobbying and political organizing. That scandal has come uncomfortably close to House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and some other lawmakers, mostly Republicans. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Abramoff was indicted not in Washington, but in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The federal grand jury there indicted Abramoff and an old friend, Adam Kadan, on 6 counts each, one of conspiracy and 5 of wire fraud. Abramoff and Kadan teamed up in September 2000 to buy the Sun Cruise Casino's cruise line. The seller was Konstantinos Boulos. The victims, according to the indictment, were 2 lending companies that were dealing with Abramoff and Kadan. The indictment says that Abramoff and Kadan faked documents to show that they had put up $23 million of their own, in addition to the money they were borrowing. It says that what they really did was cut a deal with Boulos to reduce the purchase price without telling the lenders. Under the deal, Boulos remained at Sun Cruise after the sale, but he and Kadan fought, and gradually the whole transaction fell apart. In February 2001, Boulos was shot to death, gangland style, at the wheel of his BMW in Fort Lauderdale. That case is still open. There's nothing in the indictment to suggest the killing is linked to the Sun Cruise transaction, but it makes clear that Boulos likely would have been indicted if he were still alive. Abramoff's involvement in Sun Cruise is only tangentially related to his Washington work. Congressman Bob Ney, an Ohio Republican with ties to Abramoff, did insert 2 statements in the congressional record, seemingly meant to pressure Boulos to sell Sun Cruise. And Abramoff did bring congressional staffers down to Florida to relax on Sun Cruise ships. But again, the indictment makes no connections to Washington lobbying. Still, it's news in the nation's capital when a top-dollar lobbyist, someone who took House Majority Leader Tom DeLay golfing in Scotland, someone who raised $100,000 for President Bush, someone of that caliber is facing 6 felony charges. Abramoff is already being investigated by the Justice Department here. The Senate Finance Committee is probing his network of tax-exempt organizations. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee has released hundreds of emails in which Abramoff and a consultant scheme to overcharge their clients, mostly Indian tribes. And the House Ethics Committee is likely to look further at Abramoff's ties to Tom DeLay. Ken Gross is a lawyer who specializes in campaign finance and lobbying law. He says that for Abramoff and those who used to work with him, the bleeding has just begun.
As a matter of law, there should be no effect. But since the ethics committees are such public matters, the fact that there's an indictment floating out there just makes for more intrigue.
And according to Abramoff's defense attorney in Florida, Neil Sonnet, the political impact goes the other way, too. Even though Abramoff lives in suburban Maryland and the prosecutors are in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Abramoff was taken into custody in Los Angeles, where he was traveling with his daughter. Sonnet said that usually a defendant could at least fly back so his lawyer could accompany him to the FBI office.
Well, I certainly think that the insistence on the part of the Justice Department that he surrender 3,000 miles away with no regard for the safety of his 12-year-old daughter was caused by the fact that he's a very high-profile person and the government was anxious to trumpet his arrest.
Sonnet says Abramoff denies any involvement in any illegal activity and he'll fight the charges. Adam Kadan issued a statement that he has fully cooperated with the 3-year investigation and did nothing wrong. No word yesterday from Abramoff's old friends on Capitol Hill. But Democrats hope to use him as a poster boy as they paint the Republican-controlled Congress as corrupt and out of touch with voters. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.